I'm Jim Nelson, and now we are joined, as promised, in the studio by Typhoon. They are, let me get my volume up here. I can hear myself a little better.
Hey, Jim.
How are you, Kyle? We're joined by Typhoon. They're down from Portland, Oregon for a show tonight at the El Rey Theater. And now, Portland is a nice little town up the coast, about 580,000 people, and I'm pretty sure the entire population of Portland is in our performance studio right now, because
you've
that's the
homework.
Size of that's how many members there are in this band. In fact, I've got
5,892 million.
I've got Kyle Morton on mic with us, and Kyle, I think I understand why you named the band Typhoon. It's because when you all move at the same time, you approximate the wind velocity of a typhoon. Is that correct?
More of the mess.
Well, you know, I'm reasonably certain that no one ever has ever asked you about the size of the band, so I'm safe in bringing it up now.
I've been wanting to set the record straight on that.
I'm sure
because there are a lot of us.
I'm sure
no one seems to get that. There's so many of us. There's, like you said, 5,080.
I think the actual number is around 12, right? Y'all introduced yourselves to me. That process took like 45 minutes. But, all joking aside, Kyle, there's some logistical situations that come with so many members of the band. Among other things, I can imagine that it's freeing. You've got so many different sounds available to you when you're thinking about arrangements and whatnot.
Yeah, sure. It's almost daunting because there's so many possibilities.
And it's probably encumbering at times as well when you think about logistics of moving everybody. But also, wait a minute, I got, horn players and drummers and violinists and people to fit into the musical arrangement of every song.
Oh, sure, yeah. Every time I want to set out to write a little song, I'm intimidated by horn parts and string parts and all these. But everyone lends a hand in arranging, so it's really... it's a joint effort.
Well, hopefully there's never a point where you have to tell somebody, I'm sorry, this song only calls for one violin. Well, let's hear something live from Typhoon right now. We talked about this a little earlier, Kyle. One of the songs we've been playing here on KCSN for quite some time from your new album, White Lighter, is Young Fathers.
Young Fathers,
Will you play that one for us?
Sure.
Great.
You guys want to do the singing beginning? Let's do that.
Yeah. September, and like everything else I can remember, I replace it with scenes from a film that I will never make. And I blinked, it was over. I was thinking my life would get slower, that I would sort this all out when I'm sober.
Should be better now that you're older.
I read the scars on the front page. It says we're waiting around for an us age. It says our comforts are coming to pass, day.
You can't get the cancer, but it's coming anyway.
They say just think of the children and imagine the world that we've filled them. I'll populate it with weirdos to kill them and break their hearts and everybody
know.
If this is the end, it's not what I think. Oh, dinner party conversation.
As you were when you had me, should I be afraid? Should I start a family or raise them in the wild? Cause up against the city, my love is such a small thing.
You had your whole life before you, everyone but the door. You grow up, you be an astronaut, anything you want. What goes up in flames. And now your choices around you, indecision confounds you. When you're pacing around the place, shows you everything you know. And in the bitter moments, you committed a soul without his consent. To live a life as a form without his content. Cause young people get every day. Young people get. Learn all your mistakes. You were my inspiration. And it wasn't all we hoped for, but we shake it off and we say, here's your yellow ribbon. I am your consolation. I was born in September, and if I die today, there's no, I don't regret you. Some things I can't explain, like this was slow descent. To love this place every day.
Grammy Award for the best creative use of 12 musicians all in one room goes to...
Oh, you guys do Grammys in here.
Typhoon. That was fantastic, everybody. I don't know if everyone in there can hear me, but Kyle...
Can you guys hear Jim?
That,
right now?
That
oh, it's,
was...
Yeah, it's just me and Peter and Tristan, but thank
that
you.
Was brilliant. And
thank
now
so
I now I get it. Now I understand why 12 musicians or however many there
it?
Are. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. That was called
Young Fathers.
It's
Young Fathers, yeah.
Typhoon live on 88.5 KCSN. Now, Kyle, the lyrics to that song, you appear to be pretty angry. And
I'm surprised you let me sing it on the radio, frankly.
Why is that?
Well, it has some disturbing elements to it.
Well, that's all right. We can take it.
To me, it's sort of just, I mean, the world can be a disturbing place. So things like environmental changes, scares, things like, well, actually, I don't want to get into this on the radio.
But you were basically
encapsulating
some of the things that bother you and that you take issue with and sort of
Well, it's more, I'm writing from the perspective of a father who's bringing a kid into this world, and the whole question posed by it is like, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Is it really a good idea to let a small, innocent child into this place where there are these things happening? And what do you do about that? How do you protect them from it? And you do the best you can. And
well,
and it maybe doesn't work out the way you wanted it, but...
You know what, Kyle? I'm a father myself, and
I
have a couple of kids, and I would imagine that most of us have questions like that.
Yeah.
And usually it's
you must have been terrified before you...
Certainly, and usually that kind of question comes up after it's already too late to do anything about
sure.
it. It's like, oh, wait, what have I done, right? But you know what else? Sometimes another way to look at it is that, oh, maybe this child will be one that can actually affect a change. So
exactly.
You got positives in there as well.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to try to show them the right way.
Well, that was great. Young Fathers from Typhoon live on KCSN. You guys are from Portland, as I established a little while ago. There seems to be a real hotbed of music coming out of Portland the last few years with bands like Blitz and Trapper and Blind Pilot and, of course, the Decembrists and yourselves. And
right.
What's that music scene like up there? You got a lot of clubs to play in, very supportive up there?
Portland, and I actually work at a venue in Portland, and it has, I think it sets a very high standard for clubs for this country, having played a lot of other places. But yeah, we have Mississippi Studios is where I work, and we have a lot of great bands coming through there. The Doug Fir is another really quality club. It's a kind of smaller club. And then we have Crystal Ballroom and the Schnitz for the bigger bands. But I don't know. There aren't like a lot of, at least that I know of, like rock boxy little clubs in Portland left. Like they're all pretty pretty high production value. And so, yeah, it does foster this kind of, what's the word for it? It fosters a special sort of music community there that I'm sorry, I'm rambling on.
That's all right. That's all right. You got tuning to do as well. Here's the thing, you know, down here in LA, we're noticing, so clearly something's going on.
Yeah,
up there.
That's good. That's probably the internet's fault.
It turns Portland into another one of the music meccas in this fine country. You've got all those musicians sitting around you waiting for something to do. How about we put them to good use again?
You
want to play another one?
And they can't even hear you, so I'm just speaking nonsense to them.
You're going
to
cue them.
As nonsensical as it sounds to you, they can't even hear your questions.
Well, then you tell them what song is it that you'd like to play next.
We're going
to
play a song called Morton's Fork and continue this theme of parental paranoia.
Right on. It's Typhoon on KCSN.
I'll keep you safe. When the sun will expand and consume a house in flames, I thought we lived forever. A simple obstacle in our way. Natural, and the sun will explode, but not before you and everyone that you'll ever know. They'll be gone long ago. You are alone. Several knots and I'm not tired. Who protects the ones I love when I'm asleep? And all this little I can do, I'll say a prayer that when the wolves come for their share, they'll come for me.
Called Morton's Fork. It's live music on KCSN from Typhoon. They're in town for a show at the El Rey Theater tonight. Another wonderful performance. I'm really, really enjoying this.
Well, thanks so much,
and
Jim.
And really glad that
Jim
all
likes
of you,
it, you guys.
I'm glad that y'all made the made the effort to come down here today for that. We're speaking with Kyle Morton, the guitar player and lead singer of Typhoon. And Kyle, I was reading All Music Guide, which is a great website for learning about music. They referred to Typhoon sound as music for both sides of the brain, which I thought was a really nice way of putting it. When Typhoon,
you guys can't hear him. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, it's Live Without a Net here, folks. It's all good stuff. When you were forming back in 2005, I'm curious what your thoughts were in terms of what kind of music you wanted to create. What direction were you looking to go as you were putting all this together?
I have one simple answer to that. I had started in my mind writing scenes to a film back in 2004 and 5, and I had no means and no absolutely no aptitude to make a film. So, but I did know how to make some music, so I wanted to wrangle all our friends, all of our talented friends that played musical instruments. I wanted to make this kind of soundtrack concept album, and that was our first record that we recorded. And we didn't distribute it very far and wide. It was mostly just in Portland and in the Willamette Valley. But yeah, that's kind of how it started. I wanted to do these songs that were evocative of scenes, of parts of life, of things I wanted to capture.
Interesting. And now that was a few years ago, and you're several recordings down the road. Do you still see your music sort of cinematically
Certainly,
as you're creating
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I think we've only really refined that idea. The first album, and I speak only just in terms of the writing of it, it was, I think, a lot more heavy-handed and kind of a little bit directionless. And as the years go on, I keep whittling down this idea to a point, and I think with every album we've gotten a little more to the point, which is a true and clear encapsulation of life through art.
Well, you're listening to Typhoon live on 88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, and 89.9 K210EO Santa Paula. Member-supported public radio from California State University, Northridge, streaming on the web at kcsn.org. Had to get that legal stuff out of the way, but now that we've assaulted our listeners with all that,
the boilerplate,
let's give them one more song live if we could.
All right, here it is. This is called Common Sentiments. What am I waiting for? A spell to be cast, for it to be broken. At the very last, some wild ghosts from my past come to spin me wide open. Oh, if I bandage my eyes, will you pass in my hand a small, simple token? I was born deaf, or else you've never spoken. Began hearing these voices on the dial tone, and they come to me now. God, dismember my phone. They say you wanna hear something that you already know. If it comes from above, well, this one comes from below. It says you are sleeping together, but you will die alone. Seed had been sown. As a child, I aspired to be a superhero. Now I live with the corpses of the loves I let go. Oh, I know, you all know how these things start to show. I've been trying to make myself better, so I can fare the fair foul weather. I write a song like a prison letter. I write a song maybe to make me feel better. It won't break free my fetters. After, but what happened before? I began making memories at the age of 4. Well, I learned to use words. I got jealous and bored. Soon I'll be passing a code on the kitchen floor. Soon I'll be passing a code on the kitchen floor. Singing, when am I gonna feel better? I said, when am I gonna feel better? I said, when am I gonna feel better? I have been patient for a long time now. I've been impatient for a long time now.
I've been a patient for a long time now. I've been a patient for a long time now, and I will never be a younger man now. Oh, what am I waiting for? A spell to be cast or for it to be broken. At the very last, some wild ghost from my past comes to split me wide open. My hands, there is nothing at all, because nothing's a token. I will be good though my body be broken. I will be good though my body be broken.
KCSN, that is called Common Sentiments. It's Typhoon live in the studio from their album White Lighter. And I finally got a handle on it. I'm going to set the scene for our listeners. We have two violinists, two drummers, three horn players, a ukulele player, two guitarists, a bassist, and at one point or another, absolutely everybody on vocals. And
all incredibly attractive.
And I'm vouching for that, Kyle.
Yep.
Absolutely wonderful. I really, really enjoyed that. And it's a real treat that y'all took the time
Jim,
and effort to come
pleasure.
On up here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, listen, Typhoon is at the El Rey Theater tonight. There are carpenters there right now busily building a bigger stage to hold
Ooh,
all of you.
Alliteration, nice.
And they're at the El Rey tonight, and you know, if you enjoyed that, then there's more of that in
Come
droves.
Come on down.
And you'll be able to see them. The stage is big enough, I imagine they'll be moving around, and it'll be quite a sight to see, and you just heard what it's going to sound like. If you want to know more about Typhoon, the website is wearetyphoon.com. And before I go, I want to thank Michelle and Tristan and Matt for their efforts engineering and
yeah, thanks so much,
and
guys.
Recording all this and helping to bring that beautiful sound to us live here on KCSN. Typhoon, everybody in there, thank you so much. We're 88.5 KCSN. We'll get back to the recorded music now with something from Bruce Springsteen and Patti Scalfa. It's their version of Jackson Browne's Linda Paloma on 88.5 KCSN.